I'm Morgan Springer from Next and the New England News Collaborative. Black, Latino, and Native American populations in the U.S. are disproportionately contracting and dying from COVID-19. It's no different in Connecticut, where about 12% of the state's population is Black, but the rates of infections and deaths are higher when compared to white residents. And that state data is incomplete. Only about half of the confirmed cases in the state include information about the patient's race. Takesha Dewan Everett joins me to talk about the racial disparity. She's the executive director of Health Equity Solutions, based in Hartford, Connecticut. Her organization promotes equal healthcare access, delivery, and outcomes. And she starts by explaining why this disparity is happening.
We know already that African Americans and Latinos in the state of Connecticut were having vast health disparities and experiencing vast health inequity before the virus even hit us. Now, when we're in the face of a pandemic, those issues have not changed. The underlying comorbidities that are rooted in structural racism and disinvestment in our communities are now coming up as issues that are not allowing the best outcomes when it comes to not contracting the virus or being able to survive the virus once it has been contracted.
Yeah, what are some specific structural inequities that directly connect with unequal healthcare access?
So when you look across the state of Connecticut, you have African Americans and Latinos who are going to more than likely live on average in densely populated areas, not only just meaning urban centers, but on top of that, living in congregate housing such as apartment buildings, or even living in one bedroom or two bedroom apartments with multiple families or generations within them. And in addition to that, we know because of the amount of traffic and emissions from different sources, you have higher rates of asthma. And then we also know that there's a higher rate of diabetes in these communities, linked to the not having the proper nutrition available through grocery stores. So there's a lot of underlying things that are all linked to what I would say is the structural disinvestment and placement of people in areas where they don't necessarily have access to the things and items that they need.
So what are some steps that the state could take right now to better protect Black and Latino residents from contracting the virus?
Well, this is one of the most exciting parts of this conversation. Not often do we have real-time ability to change a trend before it becomes a really huge problem. I don't want to mistake by saying that the deaths and the lives that we've already lost is not a problem. We can't correct that. But what we can do right now is change the outreach strategies that we are using to make sure that communities of color are getting the right information about proper ways to socially distance themselves and opportunities available should you not be able to socially distance within your home or isolate if you are at high risk for exposure. I want to be very clear in stating we still do not have the information about the racial and ethnic breakdown of those who are being tested and hospitalizations. But we do know that this is a very important item to monitor and to be sure that we are looking at and understanding our implicit and unconscious bias that could come into play and deter the right quality of care for people of color who are coming in through the doors. These are steps we can take today.
You mentioned earlier on in the conversation that we don't really have a sense of who's not being tested. Like, we don't know if Black and Latino residents are being under-tested right now. And a reporter at Connecticut Public Radio talked to clergy in New Haven who say information about resources and preventative measures is not reaching low-income areas. Here's Reverend Boise Kimber talking about that.
Information need to be printed. Information need to be delivered, maybe from door to door. You know, you just can't come on television every day and say, this is what we want you to do. You know, you got people who don't even have television, who can't even pay their cable bill now.
We know there have been daily briefings, but as the Reverend points out, not everyone has a TV. Do you think the government has done a good enough job reaching out to people with information?
I think with every strategy we employ to get information out, we could do better. And I think it's important to understand that in a lot of low-income communities, what we value every day is a privilege for us, and a privilege that not many people have. So being able to see a billboard on the highway because we can drive rather than take public transportation, or to watch a PSA that comes on in a commercial break from a television show, is a privilege that some of us have, but not all of us do. And I think there are trusted leaders like faith leaders and community health workers who can absolutely get that word out.
You're in touch with a lot of health advocates and officials in state government. And I'm wondering, do you think a state like Connecticut is ready and able to tackle the racial disparities we're already seeing in COVID-19 cases and deaths?
What I think is necessary is to shift from an emergency-only perspective that, rightfully so in its beginning, starts to think about every individual resident collectively and what needs to be done, to a strategy to now focusing on how and who have we missed in the process of those broad and blanket interventions and strategies. What I mean by this is I think it's time for us to really focus on health equity. The governor in Michigan has developed a health equity task force that could be a strategy we could use right here in Connecticut as well. So in short, yes, I think we're ready and prepared. I think it just takes a focused moment to pull together the right individuals, the right resources, and the right efforts to really advance health equity in the state.
Takesha Dwan Everett is the Executive Director of Health Equity Solutions based in Hartford, Connecticut. Takesha, thank you so much for coming on the show.
I thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.